Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is 2024. It is New Year's Day, and this is The Pillars of Grief. And one of the things we're going to talk about is how you can set yourself up for this coming year. We know that this is a difficult time for everyone. It's a difficult time if you've lost a loved one recently, or even if you lost a loved one a while ago. The holiday season can be really challenging. And so I want to give you in this next episode something to think about for the new year, something that may let you look at things a little bit differently. So when we come right back, we're going to jump into how you can set yourself up for the following year and how you can honour the memory of your loved one. God bless.
Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, as I said in our little introduction there, it's a bit, if you actually notice, before I jump into this, I'm actually wearing headphones. If you're listening on the podcast, you can't see this, but you'll see this on the YouTube video. And you can see that I've been watering my plants in my office. I got my Scottish cover over there, my chair, and my little red watering can in the background. So, anyway, it is the new year. And we're moving in. This is the first day. This is New Year's Day for 2024. And, time absolutely flies so quick. Actually, Christmas has come and gone so quick. It's an enjoyable time, but it's also a struggling time for many people. Not only those who are struggling with their grief journey, but people in general. You know, things have changed. I was saying to my wife the other day that I noticed that Christmas wasn't the same as what it used to be. It didn't last as long with as much love and excitement in it because I think it became really too commercial. Time flies, especially here in America. I mean, it's just one day off and that's it. And then everybody's back to normal. And it's kind of lost its, I just say it's drama. Not even it's drama because there's a lot of negative drama in it. But I remember years and years ago when even my wife and I never had much in terms of what we have now. We were struggling like most people do. Christmas lasted a lot longer. I remember that we would go a walk and it was snowing in Inverness in North Scotland, and we didn't have a great deal. We didn't have a great deal to even have a Christmas dinner. We had a tiny little bit of money that we got together and had Christmas dinner, and I had done some readings and things for people and managed to get enough together to get my wife a beautiful red coat. And I'll never forget that Christmas because we never had a lot. And that didn't matter. What mattered was the season and how we were together. And that's really special. And of course, jumping into that feeling now, if you've lost a loved one coming into a Christmas season, even a New Year season, you tend to really miss that connection. And I've had so many messages from so many people over this 2023. On Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, on New Year's Day, one member of our community who, you know, reached out and lost their loved one and was absolutely devastated and didn't know how to cope, because, you know, they just remember all the good things. They remember the good Christmases, you know, they miss talking to the loved one. They miss the connection, the physical connection that's there. And perhaps that is one of the worst things is when we lose a loved one, is that physical touch, that physical connection. But even though we miss the physical connection, there's also that emotional connection that we miss. And it may bring up feelings of guilt as well, because maybe we didn't give them enough attention when they were here. Maybe we didn't give them enough time, and we feel guilty about not giving our time to them and not giving them enough time to connect with you. Or maybe it is that you miss certain aspects of that part of the season so much. You know, many people message me, say, I used to do this with my husband or my wife, and now I can't. And you feel that you're so disconnected and a little bit devastated because you can't do that anymore. You feel that you can't do that anymore. And so you have a miserable time. And it doesn't matter if it's Christmas. It doesn't matter if it's New Year. It doesn't matter if it's a birthday or anniversary or throughout the year. The reality is that you feel so disconnected. Well, here's the thing that I want you to think about, which is really important. When we pass over, it's not the end. We continue on. I know this for a fact. Many people ask me in different radio shows and interviews that I had in magazines, you know, if I believe in an afterlife. And I always say, no, I don't. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe there's an afterlife. I know there's one. For me, knowing is a completely different thing here. And so I want you to kind of take a little of that knowingness from me. Take a leaf out of my book and try and move from belief to knowing. To know that your loved ones still exist on the other side, and that we continue on. Because scientifically, if we look at it this way, energy can never be destroyed. It only transforms. This is science. I don't know who the quote was, but I think it was maybe Sir Isaac Newton. And for all you physicists out there, I might have got it wrong, but I'm sure he was the one that said, energy can't be destroyed, it just transforms or it changes something else. So think about this. We are all made up of energy. No matter who you are, or no matter what we see or what we perceive outside of ourselves, even if it is a solid object, you break it down, it breaks down any energy. Your loved one is energy. We are energy. So we continue. We just transform. And I have a saying that I often say, so many times is like, you know, your loved one is just in the next room waiting for you to join them. But think about this. When you're so sad, when you're feeling devastated and you can't go on because you miss them, you miss that connection that you had with them. And again, like I said, you may feel guilty or you may feel shameful in some way that, you know, you never gave them that time or that communication that you had. Well, I want you to think about this. How would they feel? They continue, life continues, they're not gone, right? Death is an illusion. How do you think they would feel on the other side watching you not live your life? Watching you being so sad, so disconnected, feeling like you can't go on anymore. You know, spirit gives us a great gift, the gift of choice. And we can choose to be happy at any given moment. And it doesn't mean that if you choose to be happy that you are not honoring your loved one. In fact, them watching you create your own suffering through not wanting to live anymore, through just wanting to be with them, makes them sad on the other side. They don't want to see that. They don't want to see you wasting your life. Life is a wonderful thing that we've been given by God, by the divine, whatever you believe in, whatever you follow. And this is about experience, to experience every moment, to experience life in all of its wonder. Even the negative things that happen to you are an experience that teaches us something. Your loved ones don't want to see you crying and wallowing and being pitiful in your life and thinking that, you know, they're gone and you'll never see them again and you cannot go on without them. Actually, if you want to honor them more, I would suggest to you that the greatest way that you can honor your loved one is to live your life, is to live your life for them, is to live your life and experience every precious moment that you've been given, to live your life and realize that they still live and they are connected and that your memory, justice and energy can never be destroyed. You will never be destroyed and they will never be destroyed. In fact, they exist on the other plane of life, just waiting for you. They're in the next room, just waiting for you. And they would be so happy, so absolutely happy, so delighted to see that you are still experiencing life. That is a way to honor them that is so beautiful. They want you to smile at someone in your family, someone around you, someone in your local area. They want you to enjoy nature. They want you to experience the sunlight in your face, to go out walking, even thinking of them as you experience life. And realizing that they're not gone, that you will be together with them again in the future when it's your time, obviously. But they don't want you to waste your life feeling disconnected and feeling sad and sorry for yourself, because that hurts them just as much as it's hurting you. The suffering that you create is also, I don't want to say that it's creating suffering in them, because they're on the other side and there is no suffering. But it doesn't make them feel good. They want to help you. They want you to live your life.
Beyond this podcast, my work involves delivering thought-provoking talks and workshops which are deeply rooted in my experience and extensive research. My objective is to bring a profound understanding of grief to your organization, turn an adversity into strength, resilience, and growth. I can help you forge a compassionate and supportive environment that encourages emotional resilience. We will create sustainable solutions for managing grief and loss. Understanding grief isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, a fundamental aspect of our human experience that directly impacts our work lives. As leaders, your comprehension and management of grief can be transformational for your organization. I invite you to collaborate with me on this journey. Contact me at jockbrokers.com.
So the best thing that you can do, ladies and gentlemen, in 2024, to honor your loved ones, if you're on this grief journey, is to live your life. Go and do something that you've never done that you want to achieve. Go and take that course. Go and plant something in their memory. Remember, I've said in many, many different lessons that I've given, many different podcasts and talks I've given, that you can talk out loud to them, they will hear you. You can connect with them in your mind. You may not feel the signs around them because you're grieving really deeply, but I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that when you call out to them and you think about them, that energy gets carried on. That energy gets carried to them. They get that. They get that message. And if you want your loved ones to be happy for you and smile on the other side, let them see that you honor them by living. You honor them by continuing your life and trying to be of service to humanity in some way. You don't need to allow the depths of suffering in your grief to destroy your life and maybe even cause a mental imbalance, maybe cause prolonged grief disorder. That is people who cannot get over grief and are continually suffering for a long time and don't seem to be able to live and are continually suffering in their mind. Nobody wants that. Your loved one doesn't want that. 2024, I want to see you guys live in the memory of your loved one. Tell me what it is that you have missed in life that you want to do now. Maybe because your loved one is gone, that you can go and do something that you couldn't do when they were here. that doesn't mean that they held you back in any way, and it doesn't mean that you're held back in any way. It just means that now's the time that you can do this, and maybe you can honor them with this. Maybe there's a musical instrument that you wanted to learn. Maybe there's a connection with a friend or a loved one on this side of life that you feel disconnected with that you could maybe connect again. Maybe there's a friend that you can connect with. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about this. If your partner is gone, if you were in a loving relationship and you feel really lonely in this world and you think that you cannot find another person to connect with, to have a relationship with, they're never going to judge you on the other side. You're not dishonoring them because you move on to a new relationship. In fact, many times and many sittings that I've given, loved ones have often come through and given their blessings. Doesn't mean that you're disconnected from them. You never will be. Those bonds of love will always exist. Those bonds are connected to you that can never be destroyed. Remember, energy can't be destroyed. The energy of love cannot be destroyed. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, 2024, don't cause yourself any more suffering. Honor your loved one by living your life. Be of service to humanity in some way, or someone or something or something local to you, or even just to yourself, to achieve something that you want to achieve. Life on this plane is too short. Even though life continues, we have the choice to experience the wonder of life in this short time that we have here. Don't waste it in your grief. Honor the journey and live your experience of life with all its wonder and amazement that is out there. Ladies and gentlemen, please live, be happy. Let me know what you're doing. Connect with me in my comments on YouTube. Connect with me in my comments on the podcast, or message me. Let me know. Live your life. What is it that you want to achieve now? And it doesn't matter that you think you're disconnected from your loved one. That's an illusion. What can you do in their memory? What can you do in 2024 to show your loved one on the other side, to make them smile, to make them happy because you're living? I'm going to be bringing up some different things in my community, in my group, where I'm going to be teaching different things, different kind of things that we can do, and maybe bring on other people that have experienced, you know, moving forward in different ways. So share with me, what is it you want to do in 2024 to honor your loved one by the way that you live? One of the greatest things that I love, and I often do this, and I'll leave you with this thought. I love photography. I've earned through photography. I've done it professionally, but I really love to capture emotion and moments and light and the beauty of the world. And I often think about my father when I'm out with a camera. I often think about my Uncle Tom, my Uncle Dan, many of my loved ones and friends that have gone before me. Maybe that's something you can do. It's something that I enjoy that I'm going to be bringing into my community. And maybe somebody else will be in our community that will talk about what they do and maybe can help. But let me know, ladies and gentlemen, what it is that you want to do in 2024 to honor your loved one, to live your life, and to experience the greatness of what life, what God gives you to experience. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.